You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
You're tuned into The Wire, 1 hour of current affairs and analysis starting now.
The Human Rights Commission has released a new set of guidelines for school uniforms and how they can be more culturally inclusive, as well as adhere to Titiriti. The rights-based guidelines include specific recognition of Taonga Māori symbols such as tāmoko and punamu. I spoke to Ming Foon, the Race Relations Commissioner, about the guidelines, what's in them, and what kind of impacts they might have on schools that choose to adopt them. I first asked what the new guidelines entail and what their purpose is.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95.
Well, the guidelines entail for a basis of acknowledging human rights, acknowledging the tiriti, rights like the right to education, the right to culture, the right to religion and faith, and tiriti also in its covenants guarantees Māori the right to their culture and therefore their language, the adornment of things that make them Māori, like mataora, moko kauai, tāmoko. And so, so that's the genesis of it. The guidelines actually was consulted through many schools and many students, and they've contributed to it, and they have been acknowledged in the document itself. And it is a guideline, so it's not a you shall do this. It's an encouragement for school communities, teachers, staff, parents, to have a discussion, a mature discussion about what is this, what could be allowed. Because the main thing, Casper, is to encourage children to want to come to school without discrimination, to create the environment of safety, value and respect in the school. Because, you know, the statistics aren't very good. Only around about 55% of our children go to school on a daily, weekly basis, and 40% are bullied on a daily, weekly basis. So anything that can help eliminate or mitigate discrimination, racial discrimination, goes a long way in helping our children feel fantastic. They should be allowed to be who they are.
How substantial an impact might school uniforms have on cultural inclusion in schools in a wider sense, and subsequently on Māori and minority education?
Students should feel comfortable and culturally safe, that they can focus on their learning. No one has the right to hinder their education. And I think the values of students themselves should be embracing. The school should be embracing, not just allowing and tolerating, but definitely embracing the specialness of the students. As we know, in the last, probably 20, 30 years, that immigration has allowed over 200 ethnicities into who are settled in Aotearoa. They bring with them a richness of culture. We can see that in the food that has been offered in many parts of New Zealand, other than fish and chips and steak. There's Thai, there's Indian, there's Nepalese, there's Vietnamese, there's the Chinese, all sorts of kai, and even Māori are selling kai, and Pacific people are selling kai. So if we can sort of like adopt that philosophy of the concept of not discriminating against food, therefore we shouldn't discriminate against culture going forward in Aotearoa. And I'm hopeful that the impactfulness of this will be positive. It's been well received by many quarters, from researchers to to some of the schools that have already commented. I was at Bayfield High School a couple of days ago in Dunedin, and I like their forward thinking. They said the most important thing is to allow children to come to school and not be discriminated. So, you know, if girls want to wear trousers, that's great because, you know, it might be cold. So they have a uniform which is mix and match. In terms of, you know, like costs, some schools actually have a summer uniform, a winter uniform. When you get to year 12 and 13, you have a different uniform. And so sometimes it could be quite a burdensome cost on families, and we're suggesting to the schools to see if you can actually make a uniform that will last from year 9 to 13 without too much interchangeable of materials. Maybe, you know, in the winter time you can don a black blazer to keep you warm, and in the summer you can have a shirt or whatever. So
you mentioned before that the prevalence of different cuisines can actually demonstrate a sort of cultural inclusion and a cultural diversity. Is this also true for school uniforms? Is it possible that more culturally inclusive school uniforms will also demonstrate more sort of cultural diversity in schools and contribute to education in that sense?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of schools that don't actually have uniforms. So, you know, those schools will need to actually look at their cultural aspects and their faith and religion responsibilities in the school. But for those that do have uniforms, we've spoken to some of the children. They said, well, if the turban needs to be green, so it may be green. Let it be green. If that's the school colour, if the hijab needs to be blue, that the hijab can be blue. So it is a respect for the school's uniform as well, but also you can wear your own cultural identity at school.
That was Meng Thun, the Race Relations Commissioner, speaking on new school uniform guidelines released by the Human Rights Commission.
A 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.